Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The number is 646-200-0883. You can use that number to call to talk to me. Oh, that did wind, didn't it? Thank you. Use that number to call in to talk to me. When the guests come in later, when High Five arrives, you can use that same number if you want to talk to them. And you can call to listen. Like, if you don't want to log in on your computer, just dial the number, put it on speaker, and let it flow. And, of course, like our Facebook page, it's facebook.com/praiseradio, and that's praise with a K. And also, check us out on Twitter at mediapraise.me, and that's media, praise with a K, D-O-T-M-E. So, while we wait on our guests to come later on in the evening, let's go ahead and get back into some of this good old 90s music. Here is UMV and Something's Going On.
How you feel?
I feel.
song, Tony. That was Never Should've Let You Go, High Five. In case you didn't know, High Five will be live on the air with us on Crazy Radio tonight. So go tell your friends to tune in because, yes, they are back and will be with us live. The caller number is 646-200-0883. And, of course, go on like our Facebook page, and that's facebook.com/ Craze Radio, and that's Craze with the K. So this is Thursday, and it's Throwback Thursday, so you already got a taste of what we're giving you tonight. We started off the show with Lovey Dovey by Tony Terry, and of course, UMV, and then none other than High Five. So let's go ahead and give you some Jade. I Want to Love You Down. Hey, y'all, it's Christy Love, and you're live on Craze Radio, and this is Throwback Thursday, and that was Jay, I Wanna Love You Down. Let me call in my co-host for a second. 747, are you on the line?
Oh, yes, I am, Miss Lady. Doing my job.
Okay. I was like, don't leave me hanging now.
Never.
Of course you remember that song, right?
Love that song.
Wait a minute. Do I sound okay? Because I'm on a headset tonight, and I'm kind
of... You're really going to ask me, of all people, your biggest fan of your voice, do you sound... Girl, yes. This is Chris Love NC. Yes. It's great.
Oh, I'm flattered. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't tell nobody. Don't let
I was asking because my reception area is kind of iffy. So,
okay.
So the lyrics of that song, "I Wanna Love You Down," she says, "I wanna give you a tasty secret or something like that." I might be making the words up, but and then she said, "Did she say I wanna melt in your hand or I wanna
melt in your hand?" Yeah, I think you just want to nut. That's what I thought. That's what I always said.
How did they let that slide through?
I don't think she wanted nut in the hand. I don't think that's what she said, though, because I don't know no one who wants nut in no man's hand of all places to nut in.
So she definitely said melt in your hand, right?
I think it was melt. But, you know, we make up our words.
Yeah, okay. I'm just glad I'm not the only one that's saying the other version, the triple X.
Right.
the X-rated version. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, it was a good song. I loved it. I always sung that she said that she wanted a nut in your hand. So
I think that's what she said, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so exciting news tonight. You know how I was in the building.
Yes.
Did you go check out their new video on the website? No.
Did I?
Yeah.
You serious? Did I check it out?
Yeah.
Of all people, and the only life that I have is Craze Radio. You serious?
Yeah.
It can't get. I'm a high five fan.
Okay. I was just checking. I had to make sure you was doing what you were supposed to do now.
Okay. Now, first of all, we can't do like this, like from last night. We went through the streets and stuff and scratch marks. There's no such word I'm supposed to do.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm excited about High Five on the air tonight, and I know that you are as well as a lot more people. Like everybody's been wondering where they are, so they'll be on in a couple of more minutes. Actually, oh my God, it's already 7:24. So, coming up at 7:30, we will have High Five live on the air. So, may as well play you another High Five song. Here's High Five and Quality Time.
Spin. How are you?
I'm good. Like, I'm really good, but I'm nervous too. Like,
don't be nervous, yo. We all right.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever been nervous like this on the air. Okay. So that means I have something special on the phone with me. All right.
All right, that's what's up. I'll accept that.
Okay, so go ahead and let's see, y'all guys, go ahead and introduce yourselves so we'll know who we're talking to.
All right, yo, this the one and only Marcus Sanders, MacDo. What's going on?
Hey, Mac.
This is Dre Wonder.
Hey, Dre.
What's going on, Christy?
So we going live with two of five. So far.
Yeah, okay. Dre, what's good, baby? You alright?
Oh, yeah, man. What's going on?
Just chilling, fam. Chilling, yo. Making it happen.
Yeah, it's snowing up here in New York right now. So.
Oh, boy. Oh,
oh
boy.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Well.
That's a
show. So, Dre, you're in New York, and Matt, you're in?
I'm in Texas.
Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. You still in Waco, or?
I'm in Waco as we speak right now. We're dealing with a little cloudy weather, 30% chance of rain. So we all right. We enjoying it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm in North Carolina. It snowed for like 10 minutes today. And then the sun came out, and then it got warm, and then the sun went away, and then the wind started blowing, and it's cold all over again. So.
Wow, you sure you're not in Texas?
No.
That's how it be happening over here.
You're in Charlotte, right?
No, I'm in Raleigh.
Okay, all right, cool. Yeah, Raleigh's
right in the middle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just played Just Can't Handle It, which was the very first single that came out by High Five. And since then we've had, like, what, four albums? And now we have, like, this new single that's out, Favorite Girl. Who wants to talk to us about that and how it came about and who talked to who and how did y'all decide y'all want to get back together? Like, was y'all just chilling one day and said, yo, we need to do something? Like, how did that all come about?
Well, I'll tell you, it's definitely not a simple story, but I mean, we always had kind of the aspirations to try to get it going, you know, even before we lost our lead singer. So it was just kind of a process. But here recently, I would say the last couple of years, Treston had, he was doing some solo things, you know, recording his own solo project. And by him just, you know, doing his thing and having his endeavors, a lot of people kept asking about the group. And obviously, you know, it was something that we had already been discussing. So with that being said, we went through a few changes and dealt with a couple of different people. But we finally got the right chemistry with my man Dre Wonder and Farouk Evans. And, I mean, we hit the lab and we came up with some good music. So this is where we at today.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. We actually have somebody else that just came in. Who's on the line?
That would be Farouk Evans.
Farouk.
Hey, Farouk. Welcome to Tech Radio.
Hey. Cool. Hey,
lady. What's up, fam? You all right?
What up, man? Everything is sweet, man. You know what I'm saying? Living the call life, you already know. What up, back to it.
Just living, baby.
Back to it.
Y'all have good chemistry. Like, I want to applaud that because just for the fact that, you know what I'm saying, when everybody come online, y'all make sure that the next one is doing okay. I like that. That's like real brotherhood stuff right there.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
So with chemistry like that, like, I already know that this new project is going to be bananas. Like, I already know.
No,
so do y'all have more? Favorite Girl is the new single, or the single that's out right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all already have, like, almost the album finished? Like, is that coming soon, or?
This is Farouk Evans. We have a we got a couple of songs in the arsenal that's waiting. You know what I mean? And we almost done with the album. Y'all are gonna hear it real soon. You know what I'm saying? We definitely gonna be hitting y'all with some new stuff soon. But right now, y'all gonna be that favorite girl.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Did you want to say something, Dre?
Oh no, baby! I just want to say that I'm excited for this new project and everything, and it's for the ladies, and you know, and I just can't wait for y'all to hear it. You know, it's really awesome.
Okay, I'm waiting. I had to look out for you and make sure that you could get your word in, because I found out that you're from North Carolina.
Yeah, I'm from North Carolina. I'm originally from New York, but I grew up down there, you know, in Hickory, North Carolina. It's like below Charlotte. But you know,
okay.
Shout out to everybody, you know, down that way, you know. But I'm up in New York right now where it's cold.
You have the New York accent, so you must have stayed down here too long.
Nah, well, it's mixed up right now. I've been back and forth a little bit, but it's mixed up, so it comes in and out.
Okay. Well, we posted Favorite Girl on our website, the video. And everybody was like loving it. It was one of our top, you know, view posts for a few days in a row. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I see you've been.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying.
I see you've been plugging us on Twitter too. So you know, we have to respect that. Much love.
Much love.
Oh, yeah,
learn.
Lots of love. I'm a Twitter queen, so. And Facebook, too. I've been plugging y'all a lot on Facebook as well.
Okay.
excuse me. Favorite Girl, the reason I love it so much is because, like, right now in the world of entertainment and music, you know, we got a whole lot of, I call it bubblegum popcorn music going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't even take it serious.
Right. I like that techno music.
Yeah. When I heard Favorite Girl, I was like, yes, this is what I've been waiting for. Finally,
right. We
got it.
Amen. Well, it's funny you say that, but I guess the last couple of interviews, it's kind of been the same story where people are looking for, you know, that change for some music with substance. So
yes.
I guess God is putting us in the right position right now, huh?
Yes.
Definitely.
Right.
Amen.
And one other thing too. I was excited to see that y'all still got some dance moves.
Little bit, you know.
Yeah, we still cutting.
Yeah, we
gotta do a little extra stretching now though. A little extra stretching, but we keep it right.
Yeah.
The video was real cute, though.
Thank you. I like the video.
And I really like the fact that... Who directed the video? Did Tristan direct that?
Yeah, Tristan did. Yeah, Tristan
And he
did
ain't
it.
Even here. Where he at?
No, man, I know. Shout out to my man Tristavio, man. He directed the video. You know, he got his hands in a lot of things right now. Who knows what he got going, y'all.
Yeah,
okay.
Shout out to Gilly Gill.
All right,
that's Superman. He's probably saving somebody right now.
Yeah, word up, man. Jumping off a tall building, landing on the ladder or something, you know.
You know how he do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy Gil a cape for his birthday.
That's what's up.
I can actually see that too. Everybody, high fives on the line. We have Marcus Sanders, Farouk Evans, and Dre Wonder live with us. Also in the group is Tristan Irby and Shannon Gill, and I call Shannon Six Pack Shannon because on every video, every live footage, every picture, whatever I see, Shannon got his shirt off.
Yeah, super.
That's APAC right there.
That it is. I mean, he obviously has left his mark. You know, if you know that, that's what he's trying to do. Believe it.
Yeah.
That's my dude, man. He still got it, though. That's what's up.
Y'all all got it. I just love the fact that you know, y'all decided to come back to R&B. And we're going to forever push everything that y'all put out. Trust me, we got you because we love R&B on Craze Radio.
All right. Well, we're going to give it to you, too. I guarantee you.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I have one request of you guys. Like, and I know y'all just, like, started back regrouping and, you know, getting the music out. But y'all got to get your Twitter presence up a little bit.
You know, I
get your Twitter followers up a little bit.
It's Dre ones. I know I suck on it sometimes. I'll be confused a little bit. I'll be like, yo, so how do I do this and do that? So, but I got to get Wolf and Rook, you know, and he'll show me how to do it all, you know. That's the tech of the crew.
But one thing about y'all, though, y'all just interact with the fans, so that's a good thing. That's a really good thing.
That's what's up. You know, and it's a transition to try to adapt to this whole social media. You know, we from back then when it was,
cool.
You know, the Prince and Michael Jackson days, it was like you be trying to hide out. So now, you know, I don't know. I be feeling like it's overexposure to some extent. But, you know, it's all to the good for sure.
Yeah.
And, Christy.
Yes.
Tristan said that they on. They said that they can't get through. Him and Gil is on now. They said they're trying to talk. We can't hear them.
Okay, let me get my Okay, well, look, I'm going to go ahead and play Favorite Girl for everybody, and we're going to get Sick Fat Shannon. And
Trust Tavio. Trust him.
Tristan, you live?
Nah, he ain't on here. Yeah, he waiting.
Yeah, he's trying to get on.
Okay, yeah, we're going to go ahead and play Favorite Girl. Do one of y'all want to introduce this for us? I mean, we already play it, but, you know, just to make it official.
Go ahead, do it.
Yo, this Hot 5 new single coming back 2012 into the 13 Hot 5 Favorite Girl. Let's get it.
Yeah.
I'll be there for you, honey. I've got all the loving that you will ever need, so don't you go searching someone new.
what I feel, whatever tend to kiss. Mind, body, and soul in total bliss. Check it, the love we have is genuine, like a fine bottle of expensive wine. The last thing I wanna do is leave you, girl. You know that you will always be my favorite girl.
I want you now. Now I have you in my arms, I won't let go. No, no.
And I'm sure
that the thing is in you when it's
Love, and you're live on Crave Radio, and this is Throwback Thursday. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with legendary, platinum-selling R&B group High Five, and let's go ahead and get these lines back up and bring them back up. We got Dre, Marcus, Farouk, and I think we have some new ones on the line.
What's up, what's up? How you doing, Miss Love?
I'm fine. Even better now that you have joined us.
Echo in the house. Echo in the house. What's up, brothers? What's up, my brothers?
Hello, Gilly Gill. What's the deal, baby?
What's up, family? What's up, family?
What's Fabio at?
What up?
Yo,
we been on the end. We were just talking and junk, yo. We just like, yo, just talking and...
Wow.
We were just waiting our turn.
Yeah, y'all
waiting
for you. Okay.
It's a real life family reunion going on.
That's what's up.
Yeah, how you doing out there? How you doing out there, Miss Lady?
I'm doing good. I was nervous at the beginning of the show.
No doubt.
But I'm good now. So. Okay.
All right.
So
well,
we
it's
have,
all good.
Do we have all five guys on the line?
We got all of us.
All five?
Yeah. All five of us.
Wow. It's
a five. It's official now, yeah?
Yes. I feel, oh, my God. Y'all are so awesome. Okay, everybody. So let me run down these names again. We have Mac in the building.
Yo, yo.
We have Tristan in the building.
Yeah. What's up? 305, holla.
See? Tristan always acting up, okay? We got Six-Pack Shannon in the building.
Six-Pack Shannon!
What it do? Wake up.
AKA Superman, I heard about you.
Yeah, Superman.
And we have...
I'll be having a lot of time on my hands.
See, Dre Wanda and Farouk Evans, they all make up High Five. So I am honored
What's
and pleased
America?
To have you all here.
And we want to thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man. We really appreciate you, reaching out, you know what I'm saying, and showing us all the love on Twitter.
Awesome,
you know, we be on Twitter. You know, me and you be chit-chatting on Twitter all the time, you know what I'm saying? So,
who's that,
Justin? Yeah, you already see. You already
know. You're the fireball of the group. I see that already.
I just want to just thank you, man, for taking the opportunity, for giving us the opportunity to be on your show, man, and giving us the time to be here and talk to you, man. So, we really appreciate it. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate you playing the song and everything. One love, for real.
Real talk.
I had to do it. I am, one of the most diehard High Five fans. I did not know that y'all had a new single out. Like, I didn't know any of this. I was on Twitter one day, okay, and Nikki Rich tweeted that High Five was going to be on her show, and I almost lost my damn mind. And I was so emailing and Facebooking like, girl, when? Just let me know. I set a reminder and everything, like, I'm on it. Got it. Locked in.
No doubt.
Now we are
your show. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have all the time to do what you want to do with us five.
That's right. And please, like, this is now home for y'all. So anytime you have new videos, new singles, whatever you need, if you just want to call and holler and cut the food with us sometimes, because that's what we do over here. Just call and let me know. You're always welcome back.
Thanks for the love. We appreciate you.
1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 of you, however many.
All right.
So I'm not really going to keep you too much longer, but are y'all like performing, and what kind of shows are y'all doing, if at all?
Well, right now we have a lot of shows lined up like this second, you know what I mean? Just because it's all about signing on the dotted line to lock it all in. So as soon as, you know, we sign on the dotted line, we're going to make sure that the whole world know, you know, where they could catch High Five at and what city we'll be in as soon as we sign on the dotted line. But, yeah, we definitely have some shows coming up. And, you know I'm excited. I know the guys are excited. Mm-hmm. And we just can't wait to go out there to perform for all the fans out there because, you know, honestly, we miss each and every one of y'all, and it's been a minute, so we can't wait to see y'all, man.
And they miss you, too. Like, I've been telling everybody about y'all, and they're like, oh, my God, what? Like, for real? So they are missing y'all just as much as y'all are missing the fans. Trust and believe that.
Well, it feels good to be missed. You know what I mean?
Amen.
I really do.
Amen.
I'm so ready. Like, I want to just, like, I want to get up with y'all managing and just hook up like a 2-month tour. I want to see y'all everywhere.
Well, yeah, no doubt. I'm gonna give you her number so y'all can try to hook that up, man. Cause we ready.
Yeah.
And Christy, maybe we can come to the RVC Center down there.
Oh, shut up now. What?
Yeah, you wonder. Yeah, that's a nice center down
there. Yes, Dre. They've actually changed the name of that again.
Yeah.
It's now the PNC Arena.
Wow, that seats a lot. That's a great spot.
Yes, that is wonderful. You know, we also got this amphitheater out here too. Have you ever been out there?
Haven't been that one.
Yeah,
I hope
it's like
you can
outside. Mhm. So the spring and summertime is, you know, they have all their main shows. We definitely got to get y'all on somebody's circuit. Like, I'm so excited. I can't contain myself. So,
all you guys got to do, man, is just make sure y'all just, you know, call up your radio stations and make sure y'all, you know, ask them to play the new joint. And, you know, your local promoters, you know, let them know that y'all want to see High Five and they'll bring us to y'all.
Okay. I'm on it. I'm going to do that.
No doubt. No, I know you're on it. I know you're on it, girl. I know you're on it.
I'm on it. Okay, so anything else going on with you guys that you need to let us know or want to let us know?
We just want to let you guys know that, you know, we're back and we miss each and every one of y'all. And y'all can follow us on Twitter at Official High Five. You can follow us. Make sure you guys like us on Facebook at Official High Five. You know, and also you can check us out on bxmostwanted.com. You know, so, I mean, that's where we at, man. Official High Five, everything. Official High Five, all one word.
Okay.
What
about the YouTube channel?
YouTube channel is Bronx Most Wanted Entertainment.
Entertainment.
Yeah, that's the YouTube channel. Make sure y'all go check out the new video because the new video is up there. Also, if y'all haven't got a chance to see the new video on VH1 Soul or BET Centric, y'all can check it out on YouTube. Because they're rocking it, too. So.
Oh, my God. I don't have those channels.
Oh, you don't have VH1 Soul?
I got basic cable. I don't know.
You know what? Hey, don't feel bad because, you could go on the computer and go to YouTube. We right there. You can see it as many times as you want to. You can rewind it. You can pause it. You can fast forward it. You could get a close up on Gil's or Gil's crow talk and just stay there if you want to. You know? It's all good.
Okay. So once we get y'all once y'all like really get it on and popping, I'm gonna need for Miss Debbie to hit up BET and because I'm going to start a petition that we can get Video Soul back on the regular BET channel.
Wow.
So, do y'all remember that? I know y'all remember that.
Yeah,
man. We
play our video all the time.
Yeah, man, that was our second hole. My man Donnie Simpson. Shout out.
It is.
LD Sherry Carter, Donnie Simpson. I remember we was on there one time with Donnie, right? The first time we went on there, man. Yo, Mac, remember he was cracking on our suits, though, because we had
a different color suit?
He was like, yo, y'all guys got all the bright colors. Man.
Yeah, loud colors.
Wow.
That was funny. I'm never going to forget that time. But, yo, and we also did a performance, too, for BET. You know, one of our first performances was on the BET show as well, so... You know, once again, you know, it just feels good to be back, man. And we're just blessed and fortunate to be back, man. So make sure you guys check out the new song, Favorite Girl. You go download it on iTunes, check it out on YouTube. And, you know, we're going to see y'all soon because we're coming to a city near you, without a doubt.
High five for life, baby.
I am officially team high five, like I'm going to help with the promo because we need R&B back so bad.
And I just want to add something. This group, Kevin, I want to add something. When y'all hit us up on Facebook or y'all hit us up on Twitter, know that it's us hitting y'all back. Like, we're very personable with our fans. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
without
a doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we be on Twitter heavy. Like, me and Twitter on there.
Doubt.
Like, for real.
Well, she knows because we be on. She know we be on, and then when one person get on, then the other one get on, then the other one get on.
Yeah.
And we just be having a whole big old party, man, for
every
about an hour before
party
we get tired.
No doubt.
We go hard, yo, and it be us, for real. It don't be nobody else.
Hey, Gil, she just got on us before y'all got on. She said we got to get on our Twitter better, man.
Yeah. I was just going to say, shout out to my man, Gilly Gill, the ghost Twitter, you know what I'm saying?
He's the ghost Twitter. Sometimes, you know, he'll be on the official high five, but he don't be saying nothing. So, y'all got to watch out for him, but he be on. He be on.
I'm there, baby.
He just don't say nothing, but he be on.
That's what's up.
I love y'all. Y'all are so personable.
Well, Krista, we really appreciate you for having us, baby. And bring us back whenever you get ready. As soon as the next single's out, the next video, you got us.
Okay, and we don't have to wait until the next single. I mean, whenever y'all want to come through, just let me know.
Okay. Well,
that's
a
done deal. All
right, that's what's up. And we'll keep it up on Twitter like we do. You know what I'm saying? Just keep that on regular.
Okay. So. We're going to end the interview. I had so much fun. This was wonderful. I really appreciate y'all for taking time out of your schedule to come to Craze Radio. But please go one by one and give everybody your Twitter and spell it out for them because, you know, everybody's just not that bright. One by one, give everybody your Twitter.
Okay. This Mac Do It. My Twitter is at MacDo555. That's MACDO35. Holla at me. And I'm on Facebook as well as Marcus Sanders. You'll see me. That's me. 100.
Word. This is Trustin Irby. You know, and you can catch me on Twitter, Trustin Irby, TrestonIrby. One word. You can catch me on Facebook, Bronx Most, that's me, and also on Instagram, Bronx Most.
Oh, wow.
yeah, and, you can catch High Five, too, on Instagram, too, at Official High Five.
Oh, okay.
And no doubt, and don't forget, you know, everything is Official High Five, and you can find us, you know, but once again, my personal Twitter is TrestonIrby. Holla at your boy. Ooh.
Okay, next.
So, this is Dre Wonder. You can get me at Dre Ramseur, DreRamseur. Same thing for Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I'm there. Holler at me.
Farouk?
Oh, okay. I know I was going to go last. What up? Ah. This is Farouk Evans, you know what I mean, a.k.a. Last of the Mohicans. You can find me on everywhere, man. I'm on Twitter, Farouk Evans, all one word. You can find my Facebook, Farouk Evans, / all that good stuff. Instagram, you know what I mean, Farouk Evans. Everything is Farouk Evans, F-A-R-U-Q-E-V, as in Victor, A-N-S.
All right.
And it's your boy, and Gilly Gill. I am the ghost.
Ghost Mario.
Peace, love, and respect. I love all y'all.
Okay,
that's what it
so,
is.
He
didn't
get no info. He goes, I'm the ghost.
Yeah,
he's a ghost. That's what.
I'll let everybody to get to him.
That's what it is, y'all.
That's the most you're going to get out of Shane, I do believe.
Yo, Gil going to be like, yo, if y'all want to reach me, y'all can reach me at F-A-R-U-Q-E-V-A-N-S, or you can reach me at Dre Ram Store. So you got to go, or I'm going to go to work to get to him. Word up.
Yeah, I told him you'd be on MySpace and Black Planet, though, Gil. That's what you know. That's what I was saying.
Like the plan is.
You were hanging out with Tom on MySpace. I did come across that conversation.
It's all love.
Okay.
All love. It's all love, y'all. It's all love.
Yes.
That's
what's up.
Yes.
So thank y'all for coming to Craze Radio. Shout out to Debbie. You the best.
Yes. No doubt. Shout out to Debbie Eagle holding it down.
Yeah. Don't be strangers. And we're going to play Favorite Girl one more time. Just
already.
Because
already.
It's that hot.
All right.
Already. That's what's called.
Y'all can introduce it again if y'all want to.
Go ahead, Trey. All right.
Yo, this is High Five. And I want to say this is our brand new joint, Favorite Girl. Go cop the single on iTunes. And yo, rock out. We back. High five, baby.
Yeah.
Christian.
Evans, You Used to Love Me. I love me some Faith Evans. Like, her voice has so much soul. What's going on, y'all? This is Christy Love on Craze Radio. You're inside of Throwback Thursday. We just got off the line with High Five. Oh, my God. Those boys are wonderful. So I just want to give a shout-out to High Five and their manager for coming through and chilling out with us. So let me go to the phone lines and see what's going on. Craze Radio, you are live with Christy Love. What's going on?
What's up, Christy Love? It's from Lil P from 103NT. I was just calling in to let you know that I'm loving your show, you know what I mean? I'm an old school head from the heart. So I want to give a big shout out to you, you know what I mean? Christy Love, our number one radio station, Craze Radio Station, you already know.
I know, that's right. Get that shout out. You did that.
Time out. Time out. Look, I've been working myself to death, and I know for a fact that I did not just get a shout out to Christy Love NC, and I don't get mine on my day, man.
Okay.
Are you gonna do like?
I can't leave the real talk, real old show out. You know, that's where we started from. So
you're so sweet.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. First of all,
I'm loving it all though.
Okay. Let me state this right quick. Okay, 747, this is directed to you.
Uh-oh.
My new friend P from 103ENT, okay, that I'm down with,
hold up.
came on the air to give me a shout-out for my old school show. You're not going to take my shine asking for a shout-out for Tuesday night. He'll be back on your show Tuesday night, and you can get all of that then, okay?
I don't want this. I didn't want the shout-out. I was disappointed that he gave you a great shout-out, and then on my night, he's like, hey, man, what's up, 747? And that's all I get.
Well, ain't he on your show every week?
No, he is not on my show every week. He is on your show every week. Didn't you just hear what he said?
Every time I tune in on Tuesday, I hear him on the air, so...
You don't tune in every Tuesday. Tell the truth. Exactly. That's what I thought. I'm a fan. Do I got any fans out there? No, I love you, Krista. You know we all love you. I just mess with T because P is – I love P. I love the group, so I always make sure that whenever's going on, P, you say he's always supportive, so I make sure that they're going down and everything. So thank you for –
I really do appreciate your shout out, and I'm glad that you enjoy the old school music. Okay?
No doubt.
So thank you so much. And, you know, don't be a stranger. You can come every Wednesday. You know, Wednesday is What's Hot Wednesday. And you can come every Thursday, Throwback Thursday, and give me another shout out, like, over and over again, like, as many times as you want to, okay?
All right, I guess.
And where's the rest of your crew? Why are you always calling? What is it?
I mean, you know, everybody be busy, everybody be doing their own thing, so do I, but, you know, I'm so busy.
You make time, right?
You know, yeah, that's what my life consists of, making time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, we appreciate that on Craze Radio. And we're going to go back, since you're enjoying the show so much. I'm going to go ahead and get into this Anything by SWV.
I like that, y'all. I like that. Yeah, like, I like that, y'all. I like that.
Thank you. down, down. Let me see if we all in together now. Make it move better now. Listen, I ain't sweating no competition. Slow, going mad, low like I'm fishing.
Another chapter from the Wu-Tang book. Take a look and repeat. Killer bees never cease. Non-stop, put you on the chopping block. Unorthodox, attitude to melt the pot.
I'll do anything, I'm so into you. Right here, I'm weak downtown with the weird.
Kaboom,
guess who stepped in the room? The SSWW.
I like that.
waters of the darkness. Weak, I'm worn, I'm torn, I'm left heartless. An empty, vacant soul, more like a hellhole. I tried to hold you tight, but I fell slow. Too weak to keep, too weak to speak. I'm looking for a guide, so the voice of God implied. The faith you hold, your dreams are gold, so let it be told.
And you're live on Crave Radio, and this is Throwback Thursday. I was about to say, what's Hot Wednesday?
Already.
Yeah, I totally got my days mixed up. I want to give a major shout-out to High Five for coming through. And
I'd like to give them.
You will.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, Kristen. I said, no. I'd like to give them one, too. They had me working.
Was you feeling like the switchboard operator?
Yes. I'm sitting up
Thank
here. I'm
so
like,
much.
Good gracious. Oh, well, no, I got you, girl.
I want to give a shout out to you for handling that because I just, there's no way I could have did it myself. So,
it's dramatic back here on these boards, folks.
And, you know, it would be different if it was just like one person.
Yes.
But they had
the
whole crew.
Yeah, the people calling there, I was like,
yeah. They was like 103 ENT up in this piece. They had about 15 members in the group.
You right. They was 103, right?
Oh, Lord. Okay, so I want to give some celebrity news or whatever, but I don't feel like doing it myself. If anybody is listening and you want to call in and give me some celebrity news, 646-200-0883, because there's something going on with Bob Brown. Like, he got locked up or he turned himself in or he went to rehab. Like, what's going on?
I think
you heard anything
about
that?
What happened was he supposedly phone call to Chris Brown and they was going to do a hit and run on some bitches.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to never ask your ass any damn thing. You wrong for that. You so wrong. You so wrong
Ain't
for that.
Ain't I always mean?
And look, for future references, don't talk about Bobby. Like, Bobby is up there with Beyonce with me. Bobby is my dude. Don't do it.
Are you serious?
I'm dead
serious.
Yesterday.
We did this yesterday. I don't want to do this. We're on a truth on
we
anything
don't
have
that has to do it. I'm just letting you know from now on, don't come for Bobby like that. That's my dude.
We're cooler than this. We're cool. How about we do this? Let's make a truth. We don't say nothing about any artist that begins or ends with the letter B.
B.
So long as you don't touch me with none of them B's, I won't touch you with none of them B's. How about that?
Okay, well, it is what it is. But anyway, if somebody want to call in and tell me what's going on with Bobby Brown, King Bobby Brown, call and let me know. Oh, and something about Johnny Gill came out the closet or kind of came out the closet, but went back in and shut the door or something. I don't know.
No, he was actually the number one person that was supposed to act in the video for R. Kelly, but what happened was he stumped his toe or something, and he couldn't make it, and one of them bangs on his neck popped, so he had to go to the hospital. I'm sorry, I mean, yeah, Johnny didn't left him. I feel so bad.
Okay. Okay.
Guess what, Chrissy? What? Now it's all, now it comes to a light. That's what that my meant. It was somebody doo-doo packing, and he, that's what happened. I think that's what went down.
Oh, Miss Johnny, honey. Okay, hey. I don't even have enough Johnny Gill song to play. If I did, I would definitely play it right now.
You need to do the evidence step I take play. Won't he in the video? Was he in one of those? What was the song they did? What was the song that he was in? Oh, we talking about Barbara. I thought we were talking about Johnny Gill.
No, Johnny Gill, but Every Little Step is Bobby Brown's song.
I'm sorry. New edition. As long as it's the one on that got in trouble, that's the only one that made the money, so I'm straight.
Right.
No one even. I'm sorry though, but you know Johnny Gill, he didn't do too much, and maybe that's why. Cause I always wondered he could sing, but no one was dealing with it. I don't think that was the problem, but I think it had a little bit to do with it.
All right. Well.
I like him.
Yeah, I mean
no
he's a great artist.
Yeah.
I like Johnny for
yeah.
his voice. Like you can't take that away from him, but.
Right.
He's been queening for a long time. You know, he's been with Eddie Murphy for like 15 years.
He stayed with Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, they was like going out on dates. I mean, they was like.
That
means
he was a. That's it. Now it comes out.
I thought they were an actual couple at one point, like for real.
Now he came out, it is for real. That's what they were doing.
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't know if he officially came. That's what I'm saying. Can somebody tell me? I don't know because I didn't see it. It came on TV last night on TV One Unsung. I don't know if he came out the closet or if he kind of hinted about it and then went back in the closet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what he did.
Right.
Whatever it is. Shout out to Johnny and Bobby.
You can't say Bob. We just need on the truth.
Okay. And Ricky and Mike. So let's get back to the music. Here is Mickey Howard and Joe LaVert. That's what love is.
Ooh.
Never let you go till the end of time. You We're JJ Fat and we're here to rock. Rhymes like ours could never be stopped. B is three of us and I know we're fresh. Party rockers, non-stoppers, and our names are deaf. C, the J is for just, the other for jamming. The F is for fresh, A-N-D, deaf. Behind the turntables is DJ Train. Mixing and scratching is the name of the game. Now here's a little something about nosy people. It's not real hard, it's plain and simple. Baby D.
Talk about your little pretty voice.
No, because let me tell you what happened. Like,
I saw.
Yeah.
I know. I was there. It's okay. We want to tell the behind the scenes stuff because they might laugh a little too much. We'll say that when we need ratings.
Exactly. So, what's up, y'all? This is Christy Love, and of course, you're on Crazy Radio, and this has been Throwback Thursday. If you tuned in the later part of the show, you missed High Five. They were live in the building.
Woo!
And live, in fact, they were. So, major shout out to them. We just played JJ Fat Super Funny, and before that, we played, what was it?
Girl,
Juicy. Juicy,
yeah.
Got them crazy.
Yeah, crazy. You right.
Pump it. Old Town 357. They used to dance with MC Hammer. That's when all the girls started wearing the black police shoes with the black ribbons for shoestrings.
You're right, but I think that's where twerking came from.
What came from that?
Twerking.
Twerking.
Twerking. Yeah, doing the twerk.
I'm trying to recall. I don't know. You might be right. You might be right about that one.
They were doing it like that. No.
Okay, so coming up next, we have... It was a group of girls called Voices. The name of the song was Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, that was... No, what you talking about, that was Old Town 357, too. That was them, too. Not that one.
That's...
He makes me say, yeah. You remember that?
No, because you signed it. I was just playing.
Whatever. I'm going to go ahead and play the damn song. Maybe you'll remember then.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Christy Love on Throwback Thursday, and that was Voices. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
I do remember that.
You know the sister girls, Tia and Tamara?
Yeah.
They were in that group.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's why it's gone nowhere.
And what?
You did not everybody have to go wants there. To be single, and they both look the same.
Oh, those my God.
They crazy.
It was them. Yeah, it was them and one other girl, like a little brown-skinned girl.
Wow. So they kicked the little brown skin girl out and made her go work at McDonald's and they go and doing the game and stuff.
Shut up.
No.
I think I saw that little girl on one of the episodes of that show. She was like their neighbor or something.
What show? The game?
Sister.
You know what I'm saying? When that was Sister, they just let her go then because it's been years since Sister was doing anything.
Yeah, I mean, I only saw her one time. I'm not saying she was on every episode.
See, you tried to sugarcoat it. I just said they just flung their little dog skin nigger gal to the back because they were little yellow gals, and they said, we're not going to help her out. They went and got deals and everything and just left her back at the house. Friend.
Yeah. Okay.
That was messed up.
Yeah, but I love that song. If you get a chance, go to YouTube and type in Voices, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you'll see it for yourself, T and Tamara with that cute little curly hair.
I'm about to do that.
Yeah, do that. So, look, y'all, the show is about to end. I want to thank – let me go to the phone line right quick. Let me see
y'all
what's going
on. Phone line.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Praise Radio, what's going on? Hello? They wanted to play on the phone.
Oh, my God. There's a finger chicken, nut butt, scare ass. Hello?
Craze Radio, you live on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Who is this? Where you calling from?
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina, come on and raise up. What's going on? Did you listen to the whole show?
Yeah, I've been listening to the whole show. It's been good. Got two thumbs up.
Thank you. And what's your name, or you don't want to say?
I'm not going to say my name.
We're going to call
Miss Anonymous.
Call her, what's the lady from the Beverly Hills Visitor, Granny? Call her Granny. Hey, Granny. His name's on here. We give you names. If you don't want to say your name, we're going to give you your name. So if we ever see you come back here, Granny, you're going to be Granny until you get some balls and don't tell us your name.
All right.
She's like, whatever. So do you want to give a shout out or anything right quick before we go off the air?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
She's just so happy.
Well, thanks for calling Craze Radio. Don't be a stranger, all right?
I'll be a stranger. We love you, girl.
So, 747, thank you for helping me out tonight, holding it down with me.
Don't even try that. You know you made me do this. That's the type of boss I got. She always wants to say thank you and all this. No, she said, look, I don't care what you got to do tonight. You is on this payroll, and you is going to work tonight, and you're going to do the stuff in the back. So I appreciate you for telling me I got a job. You know I don't care, Christy Love. See, you my baby. I do it when you need
me. I know.
Me.
I just wanted to say thank you, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it was kind of hectic for me in all situations tonight. So such a shout-out to High Five once again.
Right.
Everybody that was in the chat room fighting with us. Crazy. And, of course, to all the live callers. So I'm going to end the show with a little Gerald LaVert. And
yeah.
Let's see. Let's get something groovy by Gerald. How about Thinking About It?
I'm thinking about it. Hold on. Let me think.
Okay. Anyway. So, look, thank y'all for tuning in to Craze Radio tonight. We just got another caller.
That's how they do it. Been here all night, and now we're trying to get them to come in.
Oh, I know who that is. That's my 103 ENT friend. So Yeah. So,
my friend.
Here's John LaVert thinking about it. Thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Deuces.
Up and go.